USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation Tuesday afternoon, saying the White House is directing FEMA to activate the National Response Center to deploy additional hospital beds to areas in need.
That's why my administration has stockpiled and prepositioned millions of gowns, gloves, masks, and ventilators. It's called a PPP. We're ready to send them immediately to any state that needs more.
Biden also directed the Pentagon to mobilize an additional 1,000 military doctors and nurses to be deployed to local hospitals. The Supreme Court received at least 11 emergency applications challenging the federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate on businesses with more than 100 employees. The OSHA rule is set to take effect January 4th. Per court rules, a response from the Biden administration is due December 30th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin describes White House negotiation tactics.
As Democrats continue to admonish Senator Joe Manchin and his decision not to back the massive social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better, it should be noted Joe Manchin plus 50 other sitting Republican senators said this bill is bad for America. Senator Manchin on Metro News Monday describes the Biden White House and the tactics they used to sway his vote.
Surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Boston Mayor Michelle Wu's sweeping new vaccine mandates for restaurants, gyms, and city workers are drawing mixed reactions from businesses and public employees. Patrons and staff at certain indoor spaces will have to show proof of at least one vaccine dose by January 15th and two by February 15th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're boarding a plane for the holidays, here are a few tips if you're bringing along gifts.
Millions of Americans will be flying to spend Christmas with family and friends, and the TSA wants air travelers to know the best way to fly with gifts. Don't wrap them. They might get unwrapped before you even get on the plane. If a wrapped gift is in luggage that's flagged by TSA, it will be unwrapped whether it's checked in or carry-on. It's best to keep your gifts in a bag or box that can easily be opened for inspection. You can separately pack gifts in tissue wrapping paper, ribbons, and tape, and then wrap up the presents when you reach your destination. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The $10 billion successor to the Hubble Space Telescope is about to take flight. NASA is entrusting the launch of the world's biggest and most powerful space observatory to its European partners. A French-built rocket is poised to blast off from South America with the James Webb Space Telescope. The launch had been set for Friday, but it's been postponed for at least a day because of high wind. Fresh Express says it's recalling certain varieties of its branded and private label salad products due to possible listeria contamination. Recalled salad items were distributed through retailers in Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, and several other states. For more information, visit fda.gov. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.